Hey everyone, I am back, and today I'm going to be playing Treasure Hunt. I know I did a live stream of it a while ago, but I didn't complete it, and I have learned how to play it once again, because I haven't played it in quite a long time. Now, Treasure Hunt is the prequel to 3D Velocity, and the objective in this one is to shut down a cloning experiment run by a guy called James Brutus. And to do that, you have to walk through his base, which has a whole bunch of guards, and take them out and complete various objectives. Now, the game was commercial, but it has since been, I'm not going to say abandoned, because it is still being maintained on GitHub. But it is now free. You can get it off of GitHub. I will, of course, be providing you guys with a link. Just check the video description. Now, basically, to run this, what you're going to want to do, you're going to want to extract the downloaded zip file, which by default is called treasurehuntmaster.zip. And once you do that, you want to go in there. There is a folder called bin. You go in there. There is a folder called debug. Sorry, my phone is vibrating. You might be able to hear it. Let me, make sure that quits doing that. What you'll want to do then is, once you're in debug, you want to run th.exe. And that is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually quit NVDA.
Exit. Restart. Exit.
All right, I'm going to exit. I'm going to hit Alt-Tab and hit Enter. And if I did everything right, the game should launch.
BPC Programs SD presents Treasure Hunt.
Loading. Please wait.
So you have the logo. Enter to continue. And I'm going to let it play, so I'll be back. This is the intro.
As he descends the steps to the underground base, James is concerned with the project's completion. He knows what he is going to do, but how he will do it is a different story. Going over all the chemicals in his backpack, James stops dead in his descent. As he stands there pondering over this experiment, he remembers his professor once saying to him,
"James, you'll become an excellent cloner. I'll give you some resources here."
Ah, if only he knew where the books were.
"Aha! There!"
exclaims James loud.
"Ha ha ha! Right under my nose, I didn't notice them."
A broad grin spreads over the face as he kneels down and opens a door built into the staircase and grabs his books. He then realizes all this time he had the items to clone with him. He was just being a dumb jerk and had not noticed it. After reaching solid ground, James begins to walk north. On his right, he passes a door. The second one he opens to an east-west corridor. He then walks towards the northeast corner of his base where the panel is located. After entering the code, he walks over to the vault in which he keeps the card which starts the cloning machine. Taking it, he goes back to the panel and inserts it. The machine begins to hum and Brutus smiles to himself as he watches it do its job. At the FBI.
"Sir, we have learned of an individual by the name of James Brutus, who apparently has been accused of performing some ill experiment in his laboratory. When his guests try to converse with him, he's short-tempered and some say that he spends days at a time in his lab. We are, unfortunately, forced to break into his house and, if circumstances lead to it, gain access to his personal data."
"Fine. When am I to start this mission?"
"Oh, be patient, sir. Let me tell you your mission first. You will be required to search his house. That is first on my list. From there, I shall give you exact directions."
Entering Brutus's house, you notice the ordinary: papers, coffee table, etc. A kitchen is to your left, and the hallway leading to the bedrooms is to your right. You can hear the air conditioner humming softly in the background. As you scrutinize the area, however, you notice a rectangular opening in the floor. Kneeling down and placing your gun in a position which will allow you to grab it instantly should you need it to defend yourself, you beam your flashlight through the hole. Almost at once, you find yourself under three guards, who are slugging your armor. As you struggle to get up, you notice a team of fighters come to your aid, battling off the guards. They hoist you up and take you back to the FBI.
Very well, sir. The flashlight image you took of Brutus's base is exactly what we need. Unfortunately, though, you alerted Brutus of the fact that the FBI is after him. We have monitored him closely the last 3 days, and we have noticed that he has put his guards on high alert. Here's a card which holds the document which I have written. It explains in detail your mission.
You slip the card into a slot on the back of the audience. It begins to read the data on the card.
Noir, as does your mission is to stop the machine at all costs. If it does do what Brutus has said it to do, serious consequences may result. You must validate your insertion of the key into the vault. Brutus requires valid authorization for this, that's none but himself may unlock the vault. Secondly, you must find the key. It's located in a chest which requires validation to open. Thence you must validate it first via the control panel, then open the chest and get the key. Once you have the key, Noir, the next part of your mission is dangerous. You must get to the vault at all costs, unlock it, and get the card. This card will then need to be slipped into the panel to shut off the machine. This will also lower the shield. After this, blow up the machine so that none may use it again. Be careful though, when off, the machine alternately activates an extremely powerful camera which in turn is attached to several explosives. If you do get spotted, hear history. Therefore, do whatever you can to blow it up, but don't get too close. Stay away from it. The machine will take a while to shut off because of all the electric it uses. Every circuit is shut off after a sufficient gap in between, so be patient and it will turn off after about 1 minute. Also, there is a weaponry available. There are some useful weapons there from what we can see, one of which you will definitely need in your mission. The door though is locked. You'll have to find the key to it. Once you get it open, take advantage of that room. We believe that the door to the panel is also locked for security purposes, though we are not sure. It may be unlocked. From what we can see, both locks use the same key. Brutus also uses a private transport system to occasionally restock his supply room. From the stairs, there will be a door all the way to your right. This door leads to a north-south corridor. At the end of this corridor is the supply room. We shall be notifying you when it restocks. Another thing, it appears that the vault is surrounded by minefields. Brutus uses a hidden passageway to get under the mines. We can't detect it. However, the mine control center is monitoring the mines. If you blow it up, you should be able to get past. We don't know what's under the mines, but whatever it is, you should be able to get past it. Just get rid of those mines. The audience, the tool from which you are reading the data on this card, is your GPS. From this, a nearby piece is attached to your ear, that's none but you may hear what it dictates. It fits easily into your uniform's pocket. From the panel on the audience, you will be able to get your bearings. The bearings of the vault, control panel, and chest. The scope range on the audience is 20 feet. When you are in danger of being spotted by a guard, the audience will sound a red alert signal. A more alarming red alert signal will sound when you are spotted. When danger lurks behind, the audience will sound a high-pitched beep. Likewise, if danger lurks in front in case you are blinded for any reason, the audience will sound a low-pitched beep. Another feature of the audience is its telecommunication sound system, or TSS. With the TSS, we shall have audio communication with you. We shall be guiding you through your mission via this device. The validation code you must enter into the panel is kill all, die.
Good. Any assistance?
No, only your audience and the communication device. And a gun, of course, and a sword could come in handy.
Do you have any idea as to where the chest and panel are located?
Yeah, we know of the control panel. It's located in the northeast corner of Brutus Base, but we could not get the exact bearings of the chest and the vault.
How well trained are the guards?
Know this. All guards have gone through training which has dramatically increased their reflex, skills in shooting, etc. Be warned also that they have bombs which they will kill you with if you aren't careful, so make sure to kill them before they can hurt you too much. Well, time is running out, so you better get going. We all depend on you, sir. Good luck.
Again, you find yourself at the house of the massive insane clone of Brutus. You enter and start to descend the steps to the underground base. You stop when you hear a blood-curdling scream from an animal? Who knows? You take a deep breath.
Okay, I will defeat him. He's not to be cloning like this.
You check your gun, audience, and sword. Everything seems to be working very well. Taking one last deep breath, you climb down the rest of the steps. When you reach the bottom and are on solid ground, you find yourself in a long east-west corridor, with a door in front of you. You get a feeling of being trapped.
What if Brutus decides to blow up this place?
You arm yourself with your gun and scan the area. It's surprisingly quiet now, considering what is going on.
All right, so that is the story. And sorry about that, my headphones are slipping just a little bit. I got junk in my ears, I think. Anyway, I thought the main menu was supposed to come up. By the way, that scream sounded awfully human. I don't know about you, but that's just kind of creepy. So let me go ahead and hit enter. This may be a bug, but it is not going to the main menu, so I'm going to hit enter.
Use the up and down or left and right arrow keys to move through the menu and press enter to select an option. Start new game.
So yes, this game does use the ETI Eloquence speech engine for its output. I'm not a huge fan, but I guess it kind of makes sense because you're walking around with a computer device. Oh well, I don't know. So we have
load save game. Start new game.
Start game.
Load save game.
By the way, you can use up arrow, down arrow, or left and right arrows. So we have
start new game.
Start new game. That's obvious.
Load save game.
Load game.
Save game.
Save game.
Learn game sounds.
Learn game sounds.
Exit game.
And exit. Let's go ahead and go into learn game sounds.
Learn game sounds.
So I'm gonna hit enter.
Pick up health pack. Pick up health pack. Ready to fire a guard. Ready to fire a guard.
That does not have a sound.
Ready to fire a guard. Ready to fire a guard.
And he did fix it to where the menu does not, to where it doesn't put you back at the top of the menu, so that's nice.
Missile is making progress. Missile is making progress. Remote control progress signal. Remote control progress signal. Audience detects door.
Okay. This is a door.
Audience detects door. Wind howling through passageway. Wind howling through passageway.
That is a terrible wind noise. That should be changed.
Guard launches bomb.
It's a bomb.
Guard launches. Guard fires gun. Guard spots player. Guard spots player. Player is in danger of being spotted. Player is in pause game. Pause game. Access denied. Access denied. Empty cartridge. Empty cartridge. Return to previous menu. Use the up and down. Load save. Start new game.
Alright, so let's go ahead and start the game.
Use the up and down or left and right arrow keys to move through the menu and press enter to select an option. Easy.
So this is choosing your difficulty. This controls the guard behavior. On higher difficulties, they will spot you much, much more quickly, and they will try to look for you, and they will do a much better job, and it is extremely difficult.
Moderate.
So we've got easy, moderate.
Moderately impossible.
Moderately impossible.
Impossible.
And impossible, which really is, in my experience, impossible.
Easy.
Honestly, I find moderate to be kind of challenging. I don't know if I would go higher than moderate, because anything higher just seems kind of crazy.
Moderate. Easy.
Let's play on easy. Now, I'm going to hit enter, and it's going to play a cutscene.
Loading. Please wait.
Treasure Hunt version 4. Copyrighted 2002-2004 by Munawar Bajani and the BPC Program Software Division. This game is written by Munawar Bajani. Sounds produced by Philip Benfall. Music composed by Kelly Saperja. Press space or enter to continue.
Alright, so... excuse me. Let's hit enter to continue. And we're going to get another cutscene.
Oh, this is scary. Where is Munawar? I haven't got a message from him for over 1 hour. Maybe something has happened to him. What can I...
This is Munawar reporting from Brutus' laboratory. I'm successfully in the underground laboratory at the moment. I'm at coordinates 3105, and there's a lot of activity going on here right now, so I have to keep my voice down. I can see a lot of stuff going on. I mean, there's doors everywhere, and all this stuff. I don't know what to do. It's like very confusing, so we'll see how it goes.
Yes, I know. That base is like a big maze. I saw it on the flashlight image. By the way, are there many guards around you?
Yeah, there are like about 50 guards around me right now. They look like they're on alert or something, you know, like they're looking for someone and... Oh, damn! I've been spotted! Damn, that was close. Got him.
Yeah, good work. Oh well, now you can't waste any more time. You have to go and look for the control panel. Good luck now.
All right, so we are in the game. Actually, I may have to hit enter again. Yeah, I'm going to hit enter. I think that's a bug. All right. Now, I have just paused the game. To pause the game, let me turn the music down. That's all it goes, really? Okay. Let's turn it up just a little bit. Okay. To pause the game, you hit F. To unpause it, of course, you hit F once again. The space bar will shoot your current weapon. One through number 6 or 7 will choose your weapons. A checks your ammo. S gives you status information. T tells you where various points of interest are located, which will come in handy later. This game is played on a two-dimensional grid, so you've got up, down, left, and right. And basically, you are on a big giant map. There are hallways and doors everywhere. So that's the playing field. You can look by pressing and holding shift and tapping up, down, left, and right. That will let your character look in the four main directions. I think it scans up to 20 feet. Although it cannot go through walls. Along the way, you will have to deal with guards. Guards are everywhere. There are a bunch of guards. And I think this may just be me, but there are so many guards that I honestly think James Brutus must have cloned them. I think they're part of his experiment because there are so many of them. And guards will look for you. If they spot you, they will try to shoot you or use bombs. And the way bombs work is you will hear them launch bombs. It will play the boom noise. And if you don't move quickly enough, the bomb will go off and you will get hurt. They can, of course, also shoot you. Now, let's see, what else? There is... I lost my train of thought. So, obviously, the game is in real time, obviously. The guards can... the guards can track you, and they can also walk through doors, and as long as doors are not locked, they can open them and come after you. The other thing to note too, which I think is rather cool, the guards have memory, so if the guards locate you and then you run away and you come back, they will recognize you. Let's see, what else? If you're in a doorway and you close the door, you can actually injure yourself. And what is cool with that too is if you've got guards walking through doorways and you close the door while guards are in the doorway, they will die. So I think that covers the major things that you need to know. Now I'm going to play the actual mission, and the mission itself doesn't take too long. I think maybe at most I'll be here for about an hour. So the first thing to do is to find the master key. So here we go.
Gun.
Now the step sounds have changed, and you can now also hold the key if you want to just walk.
A wall.
Uh-oh.
A boat.
Uh-oh.
A wall. A wall.
Those are guards. Where's the door? No! Oh, and there was a guard that just went through a door. You heard it open. Alright, let's go through here. Now, we are in a north-south corridor. I went east from where you start. Let's go all the way to the end of this hallway.
A locked door. One beat.
Now, there's a locked door to my north and a door west here.
A patrol guard holding the master key. 4 feet.
I'm gonna...
That key should be the one to the weaponry and the panel.
Okay. Now that I've done that, let's actually show you how the key works. I'm gonna come over here to this corridor. Well, actually, let's close that door.
Close door.
So you close door, you close and open doors by pressing enter.
A patrol guard, an open door. One.
And to lock doors, you hold shift and hit enter. And that's also how you unlock them. So now what I've done, I have locked off this hallway, so guards should not be able to come in here.
Gun.
Let me show you a few things. So you do have poison needles, and you access those by pressing number 3.
Poison needles. A patrol guard 15 feet.
Now let's walk over here. Now the way this works...
A patrol guard 3 feet.
The way these work... And let's just wait and see if he dies. Yes.
Nothing.
Yes, I love that.
0.
And I am out of needles.
Gun.
The way that works is you have to stand to the south of guards, and you have to inject them with this. I think it works up to 20 feet. And basically, when you poison the guards, you just wait, and eventually it will kill them. I don't find it terribly useful, but they're there. So let's...
Nothing. A wall. Nothing. Nothing. A wall. Nothing. A patrol guard 17 feet. Gun.
Let's get rid of these guards.
A patrol guard 15.
Just walking here. And yeah, I don't know if I like these new step sounds.
Nothing. A locked door. A wall. A patrol guard 7 feet. A patrol guard 5 feet. Nothing. A wall. A lock. Nothing. Nothing.
Now, I think I actually cleared out this corridor, which is nice.
410.
You check your health by hitting H. So let's see. So I've got my gun.
63.
And my ammo's kind of low. You can also check your score by hitting P.
67. Poison needles.
Alright, now,
gun.
The first objective is to get to the weaponry, because that's where you get more powerful weapons. So let's go ahead and do that. Now, the way you get there is from your starting location, you head east until you find the door that leads to the hallway where I'm currently at. From there, You, of course, want to head north all the way and then west through that door at the northern end of this passageway, and you'll find somewhere in that corridor, you'll find the guard with the master key. Once you have the master key, oh, and by the way, you can check your inventory by hitting I.
Inventory listing, a master key.
And it tells me that I have the key. Once you have the key, you come back here, and that knocking is guards trying to get in. But they're not getting in. Which, you know, I honestly think it's kind of dumb, because I killed their chief, I guess, and now they can't go anywhere. Which is rather amusing. The other thing, too, now that I'm mentioning it and talking about it, is when you're using your gun or any ranged weapon, you should not have to stand on the tile where the guard is. I don't know why that's the way that it is, but it's kind of dumb. Okay.
A wall. A patrol guard. 19.
Let's see. Oh, there's a guard.
Oh, damn! Luna Ward! Run! Run!
Okay. Now, what you want to do when you get into this hallway, from this door, so I'm going to look south.
A locked door. 7 feet.
Uh-oh.
A patrol guard. 1 feet. Nothing. A wall. Nothing.
Go away. What you want to do, you want to go north until you find the first door on your right.
A locked door. 1 feet.
Which has a whole bunch of guards in it, so this is not going to be, this is not going to be fun. Well, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to unlock this door, run through, and hopefully not get caught. And this hallway might be teeming with guards when I come back, but that's all right. So let's go ahead. Yep, I just had to unlock it. They unlocked it, or they, instantly tried to open it, and they unlocked, and they did so. Now.
A wall. One. A wall. A wall. A wall. One. A wall. A wall. An open door. 1 feet.
Let's see. So then, you want to go east through there. And then, find the door to your north, and then go through that, and then go east, like I'm doing right now. You can also hit T.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest. The control panel is to the northeast.
Uh-oh. Actually, that's not going to tell you where it's at, but that's okay. I think I'm going the right way. So I'm just walking east.
A lot more.
Yes, it's right here.
That appears to be the weaponry. The weapons are in the corners of the room.
Okay, now, I am in the weaponry. The door back out is to my south, and there are weapons in each corner of the room. Now, this place has a lot of guards, so we're going to see how well I do. But let's try to get all these weapons. Okay.
Oh, damn! Muna War! Run! Run!
Let's try to go back here and see what's... Ow.
Bullet reflector shield generator.
That is a very useful weapon that makes you invincible for, I think, like 1 minute. And now they're wondering where I went.
Gun, 42.
Alright, let's go to the southeast corner.
Bullet remote controlled missile launcher.
Ah, the remote controlled missile launcher, my favorite weapon. Let's head north here, going to the northeast corner.
Mental capacity breacher.
The mental capacity breacher is an interesting one that lets you control guards. And I think I will demonstrate that later.
Gun.
And if I go to the northwest corner, yep, that gives me the,
mental laser gun.
Laser gun, which is an awesome weapon. Now what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna hit escape.
Use the loads save game. Save game. Enter a slot number from 1 to 3. This will be the slot from which you may later load your game. When you are finished typing, press enter. Press escape to cancel or exit this mode.
So I'm going to save my game in slot 1, and you can have up to 3 games saved.
Saving. Please wait.
If it actually works, let's see.
Your game has been successfully saved.
Okay, good, because that used to be broken. Now, what I'm going to do... Actually, I'm going to try something, which is probably not advisable. I'm going to try to go to the chest. Now, ordinarily, this is not how you're supposed to do it, but let's see. To quickly teleport back to your starting location, you hit R. I don't think that's really realistic, but it sure is handy. So let's go ahead and do that. Now...
Mental capacity breacher.
Oh.
Remote controlled missile launcher.
Alright, so now I'm back in the hallway where you start out. I'm heading east. And there should be
a wall.
A door.
An open door.
Here we go. Alright, let's go ahead and lock this. Now.
Minefield. 1 feet.
There are minefields to my south. This whole area is a mine.
Gun. Mental remote bullet reflect mental laser gun.
Now, let's see if I can clear out these guards here. So I'm just heading east. There's the door. And then I will show you how the remote controlled missile launcher works.
Guard 5.
Alright, now.
The vault is lit up. A patrol guard 7.
You guys stand no chance.
Nothing, nothing.
I think I've cleared most of them out. Now let's walk back over here. Let's go west. Alright, that's the wall.
Remote controlled missile launcher.
Now the way the missile launcher works, I'm gonna hit the space bar. It's going to launch it.
7, not 10. South. East. West, south.
So you change the direction by pressing left and right. And you decrease the speed by hitting up arrow and increase it by hitting down arrow.
9, 10.
So currently I have it set to 10, which means it's going really slowly. Now what we have to do, I'm going to hit T.
The mind control center is to the southwest.
Okay.
East, northwest.
Let's turn it west.
Not except spot 432.
And make it go really fast.
10. 1, 2, 3, 5.
And you can hear it traveling off to my left.
The mind control center is to the southwest. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. 1, 2, 3. The mind control center is to the southwest. 2, 1, 0. 1, 3, 4. The mind control center is to the southeast. Northeast. 3, 2, 1, 0. 1, 2. The mind control center is to the southeast. 1. The mind control center is to the southeast. The mind control center is to the southeast. 2, 3. The mind control center is to the southeast.
So now I'm just trying to track it.
2, 1, 0. 1, 2. The mind control center is to the southwest. Southwest. 1. The mind 2. The mind control center is to the southwest. The mind control center is to the southwest.
So now just moving.
The mind control center is to the southwest. The mind control center is to the southwest. The mind control center is to the southwest. The mind control center is to the southwest.
Well,
the mind control center is to the southwest.
Come on.
The mind control center is to the southwest. The mind control center is to the southwest.
This just takes patience.
The mind control center is to the southwest. 1. 3, the mind control center is to the south. 4, 5, 6, 8, 9. 9, 10, north, east, south. The mind control center is to the south.
Alright, now that I have aimed at it, I'm going to let the missile go as quickly as it can.
8, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Wow, you are doing very well. Seems like it was water under the mines. Swim across to the chest now.
And if I look to myself...
Water. 1 feet.
The minefields are gone, and we have, I guess, an underground lake. I'm gonna save my game.
Use the load. Save game. Save game. Enter a slot. Not saving. Please wait.
Because it's always good to save your game.
Your game has been successfully saved.
Now, the reason I took the time to kill the guards is because if you're trying to control your missile, guards will destroy it if they can see it. So that is something to keep in mind. If it passes right by them, they will blow it up. So, let's see here.
The vault is to the southwest. The chest is to the southwest.
Now, what I'm going to do to make this easier is I'm going to walk here until it tells me that the chest is directly to my south.
The vault is to the southwest. The chest is to the southwest. The vault is to the southwest. The chest is to the southwest. The vault is to the southwest. The chest is to the southwest.
Okay. And by the way, these step sounds are really weird.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the...
Okay, now I'm heading
the vault
east.
Is to the southeast. The vault is to the southeast. The vault is to the southeast. The vault is to the south. The vault is to the south. The chest is to the southwest.
Oops, I'm looking for the chest. My bad. Not the vault.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast. The control panel at the vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the south. The control panel
okay.
is to the... Use the load save save game. Enter a saving. Please wait. Your game has been successfully saved.
Yes, I love that main menu music. If that music is too loud, if I have it up too high. By the way, to increase the music, you hit page down. To decrease it, you hit page up. You can hold down left shift and hit those keys to turn it all the way up or all the way down. So what I'm going to do, even though this is not going to work, is I'm going to try to swim to the chest. Now, to swim, you hit down arrow to get into the water, and to swim east and west, you hit left and right arrow keys, and to swim south, you hit you hold left shift and press the space bar, and to swim north, you just hit the space bar. Now,
Luna War, take note that the supply room has been destocked.
Okay, that is very useful, and I will get to that in just a while. You can also dive, but while you're underwater, your health will decrease because obviously you are holding your breath. You can hit the up arrow to come back up and rest, and your health will regenerate. Now I'm gonna swim to the chest.
A chest, 20 feet.
Here I am by the chest.
329.
Yeah, and my health is... It's not bad. Okay, let's walk over here to the chest.
Luna War, run! Run!
A patrol car, run.
And,
A patrol car.
Yeah.
The vault is to the...
Don't do that.
Use load save, load game, enter as
loading, please wait. Load successful.
Now, what I'm gonna do, I think actually, is firstly, go to the supply room and get some more health. So that right there is what not to do. But I thought it was kind of funny.
A wall, a lot more.
Okay, there's that door to my south. I'm heading east. I'm gonna lock that. Now I'm in the same hallway that I was. Let's head north.
A wall, one beat.
Hey, that must be the supply room.
Okay, now I'm in the supply room. Let's get rid of these guards.
Metal cup, laser gun.
Actually, what I should do... Yeah, why not? Let's show you the mental capacity breacher.
Mental capacity breacher. A patrol car, 1 feet.
Take note that the supply room has been destocked.
A health pack, 1 feet. A health pack, 1.
Now, what I'm doing, I am controlling the guard.
A lot more. 1 beat.
So, your sounds change. If you hit the space bar, you are shooting the, you're shooting the guard's gun. So you can walk around. If there were more guards in here, I could shoot the guards.
329. The vault is up.
Now, if you want to temporarily regain control, you just change weapons.
Gun. A health pack. A wall. A health pack. 1 beat. A health pack. A wall. 1 beat.
And that's kind of cool.
A wall. 1 beat.
If you toggle to the remote or the mental capacity breacher and you hit R, that will transport the guard to your current location, which is kind of useful if you want to use the guard for something else, or you want the guard to do things and track you. So it's kind of neat. I don't think it's necessarily necessary, but it's kind of a neat little thing to mess with. Be advised, though, that when you do that, your body is still where you left it, so if you leave it open and there are guards, they will try and kill you. And I think, yep, and the guards will kill you. And what you just heard was the guard dying. The mental capacity breacher, let's see.
Laser gun, mental capacity breacher, a health pack, one, a wall, one.
Yeah. And now I'm just walking around grabbing these health packs.
Gun.
So the mental capacity breacher only works for, I think, about, is it like 1 or 2 minutes? And then the guard will just die. Because I guess the guards can't handle their minds being invaded. I don't know. Anyway, that's how that works. So you have to stand... Again, I think just like the poison needles, you have to stand up to 20 tiles to their south, and you can use that. And that comes with 100 shots, and you cannot buy more. Speaking of buying ammunition, you can hit B and buy more ammo using points, which I think is really cool because, truth be told, I hate points in games because they're usually useless, but in this game it lets you spend them on actually useful things. Alright, so now that I've been rambling for way too long, I'm going to go ahead and walk through this room and get all the health packs. And that is the Star Trek noise. So I'm just walking down each row of this room. Okay.
554.
Excellent. Alright, now I have some health. Now, what I'm gonna do, I think, because... Let's go go back out here. Ooh. What I'm going to do, because I don't know exactly where the control panel is, let's... Why not? I'm going to head east. Now...
Remote controlled missile on two.
Let's go ahead and have some fun, shall we?
East, north, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm blowing up walls. Because why not?
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast. The control panel is to the northeast.
Alright, so I'm trying to... I know.
East, 5, 4, 3, 1, 0.
I love that. I just... killed a whole bunch of guards.
High ammunition. Enter. UI. 10 units of ammunition. 5, 4, east. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Let's blow things up. I hate this stupid base anyway.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest. The control panel is to the northeast.
Now, you don't have to do this. And if you use... the walls and things like that to help you navigate, I would not do it, but I don't care.
East, north, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
That appears to be the weaponry. The weapons are in the corners of the room.
Whatever.
East, north, 5, 4, 3, 2, 0.
Stupid guards, I think they shot it down. Oh, nope! Alright.
The vault is to the southwest. The chest is to the... The vault is to the southwest. The chest is to the southwest. The control panel is to the northeast. 554.
I think that was my... I'm not sure what that was. That was weird.
The vault is to the southwest. The chest is to the southwest. The control panel is to the northeast. The door to the supply room is to the...
Let's go ahead and just keep heading east here.
The vault is to the southwest. The chest is to the southwest. The control panel is to the northeast. Northeast, north, east, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. 6.
Did that actually do anything? I don't know.
You cannot go that way.
Now, when it tells you that, it means that you've reached the borders of the map. So I've basically blown up walls that border the map. That's okay.
The vault is to the southwest. The chest is to the southwest. The control panel is to the northeast. You cannot go that way. The vault is to the southwest. The chest is to the southwest. The control panel is to the northwest. The supply room is to the... The vault is to the southwest. The chest is to the southwest. The control panel is to the north. The door to the supply east. North. 5, 4, 2, 1, 0.
Yeah. So now I'm just going to head north and destroy anything in my path.
East, west, 5, 4, 3, north, 2, 1.
That looks like a panel room. The control panel should be in the northeast corner.
Alright.
4.
Let's go.
Mental cap laser gun, 160. Control panel, you may begin typing into the panel. When you are finished typing, press enter, press escape to cancel or exit this mode.
Alright, so now we are in the control panel and we need to type in the code to continue. The control panel, by the way, is also where you can type in cheat codes, but you have to earn those, and I don't remember what they are, but you earn them by killing a whole bunch of guards, and then it will create a file called cheats.txt in your treasure hunt folder. So let's type in kill all. So that's a kill with a capital K. Kill all exclamation mark. Kill all exclamation mark die. And once again, we put in exclamation mark.
Good work. Now take care of the mind control center. Oh, damn! Moonawar, run, run!
And I'm getting out of there.
400.
Alright. Let's go back to the... Let's go back to the...
The vault is to the water.
Alright, so I've already taken out the Mind Control Center.
437. Use load save, save game. Enter a saving, please wait.
Let's save the game.
Your game has been successfully saved.
Okay, now.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast.
Let's find the chest.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest. The control. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southwest. The control panel. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast. The control panel. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast. The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the southeast.
Sorry, I'm just trying to find this.
The vault is to the southeast. The chest is to the south. The control
panel.
Right.
Zero. I thought it would let me check my coordinates with C, but maybe not. Let me save the game.
You load, save, save game. That's saving. Please wait.
Alright.
Your game has been successfully saved.
Alright, let's go ahead and go. So I'm swimming really fast. I am holding left shift and hitting the space bar really fast. Here we go.
Nice job! Now, get back to the vault. The authorization card should be there.
Now, before I do that...
A patrol car, 8 feet, mental laser gun.
Let's have some fun.
A patrol car, 9 feet.
Because why not?
Nothing.
Now...
Nothing.
In case you're curious, the cloning machine is actually...
A patrol car.
The cloning machine is in the southwest corner of this area. However...
Oh, damn! Moonawar, run! Run!
However... Whoa.
Oh, damn! Moonawar, run! Run!
Yes.
360 mental cup remote bullet replace bullet reflector shield generator.
It is heavily guarded,
laser
so
gun. Laser gun.
Let's use my my shield.
Oh damn! Moonawar! Run! Run!
The cloning machine. Two, please.
Congratulations! The cheat file has now been generated. Check in your treasure hunt directory and you'll find cheats.txt.
Yeah.
Oh, damn! Moonawar! Run! Run!
I don't know if I want to clear them all out.
1006. Up the cloning machine. 14 feet.
Whoa.
Remote mental cap bullet reflector shield gen. Remote mental cap laser gun.
No, why not? Let's see. Yes, I love that.
Oh damn! Moonawar, run, run!
A patrol car, the cloning machine.
Yeah, trying to guard the cloning machine, huh?
Remote mental
control. Oh damn! Moonawar! Run! Run!
laser gun.
Bring my shield back up, and just a little more. I'm out of ammo.
Buy ammunition. Enter the amount of ammunition you wish to buy. All ammunition is priced at 5 points per unit. When you are finished typing, press F to buy 40.
You know what? I think I'm done.
Buy ammunition. Enter Q5. 40. 48. 3,500.
Wow. But you know what? Yeah, this place is teeming. Alright.
Water. 3 feet.
Let's see now,
mental cup, remote laser gun, 18. A patrol guard, 16. Nothing. A patrol guard, 14 feet. Water, 8. 14. High ammunition, enter Q5, 50 units of ammunition. 3,300 mental cup, remote kit, laser gun, bullet reflector, shield generator. Buy ammunition. Enter the amount of ammunition you wish to buy. All ammunition is priced at 5 points per unit. You buy 20 units of ammunition.
So yeah, let's get some more ammo for my shields, because they will come in handy. Now, let's save.
Use loads, save game. Enter a saving, please wait. Your game has been successfully saved.
Now let's just check my status.
Health 369, total point 3,286. Your weapon has 22. Total ammunition. You have killed 735 patrol guards. The vault is
735? Wow. All right.
The vault is to the northeast.
Let's look for the vault. Let's
gun.
Yeah, get out of my way.
The vault is to the northeast. 20.
Out of my way.
The vault is to the northwest.
Nope, let's go back west.
The vault is to the northwest. The vault is to the northeast. 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 The vault is to the north. The control panel is water. 8 feet.
Now let's go ahead.
Mental cup, laser gun, remote kit, bullet reflector, shield generator. Use load, save game. Enter a saving, please wait.
You'll notice that I save quite a lot, because this next part is going to be tricky. And you'll see why.
Your game has been successfully saved.
Alright.
22.
Checking my ammo.
Bloody fool! Intruder! I shall get rid of all the starts immediately!
Ah, so you think so? Let's just see whose gun is better.
What? That appears to be Brutus! Too bad you'll have to fight him.
Now, before things get crazy, let me explain briefly how this works. James Brutus will run around and try to shoot you, and I guess he can teleport himself to where you are. Basically, you need to take him out. You need to keep attacking him until he's dead. Now, for this, I'm going to use my shields, because the shields are very, very useful. So let's go ahead and go.
Right. Remote control missile poison. Passive laser gun. Gun. Mental laser gun.
Now,
mental Mask laser gun. High ammunition. Enter the amount of ammunition. 550 units of ammunition.
I think my shield is about to expire.
Metal laser gun.
Luna War, take note metal that the supply room must be destroyed.
Metal laser gun. Metal laser gun, remote control, remote bullet, metal bullet reflector shield generator.
Now,
metal gun, remote bullet reflector laser gun. High ammunition, SUI 50.
You got me this time, but I'll be back, I swear, and then you're gonna pay for this!
I believe I have placed you where you belong, Brutus. Good. Took care of him. Back to the vault.
Alright. And you get teleported back to, somewhere random. Let's go ahead and just, go back to my starting location. Now,
369.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get the restock because that would be good to have. Now, I think the supply room restocks every 10 or 20 minutes. I think it might be 20 minutes. I've probably been playing for way too long, and I'm sorry if this is.
Hey, that must be the supply room.
Just walking through the room here.
Gun. Metal laser gun. Battle pack, run. Battle pack. A wall, a wall. A locked door, a wall, a wall, a wall. 581.
Okay, excellent. Now,
26,2836. High ammunition, enter the amount of UI, 60 units of ammunition. Mental cup, laser gun, remote bullet reflector shield generator, 18.
Let's get some more.
High ammunition, enter the UI, 5 units of ammunition.
Now, we need to head back to the vault. By the way, I think there should be a key to check your current mission objectives. Anyway, let's go ahead and get back there.
Remote mental combat laser gun. The vault is to the southeast.
Okay, let's find the vault.
The vault is to the southeast. The vault is to the southeast.
I'd say we are probably about halfway done with the mission, so really, if you're just playing this game and you know what you're doing, it is very, very quick.
The vault is to the southeast.
I've just been rambling.
The vault is to the southeast. The vault is to the southeast.
But I hope you guys are enjoying this, because I am.
The vault is to the southeast.
This game is a lot of fun.
The vault is to the southeast.
In fact, I think it's one of the best, I think it's one of the best audio games that we have.
The vault is to the southeast.
I'm sort of heading over here.
The vault is to the southwest. The vault is to the southwest. The vault is to the southwest. The vault is to the southeast. The control. The vault is to the south. The control panel is you load save game saving. Please wait.
save the game.
Your game has been successfully saved.
Alright. Alright, now, if I take any steps, I will be back in the water. Like that. So let's go ahead and teleport back. Now, the objective now is to get back to the control panel. So, let's do that, shall we? Oh! Go away.
581.
Alright. Ow.
534.
Alright, let's go ahead.
Mental remote control 4. East, north. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah! I'll just make my own path once again.
The vault is to the southeast. The control panel is to the northeast.
Let's go ahead and get back to the control panel. Do 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 do.
3.
Let me get some more.
High ammunition. And you buy 5 units of ammunition.
Yes, you can have a lot of fun with the missile launcher.
The vault is to the southeast. The control panel is to the northeast.
Fun times. You know what? Yeah! Yes! Whoa.
Nothing. The vault is to the southeast. The control panel is to the northeast. 6.
Okay, I'm done.
4063.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I kinda turned this into a wasteland.
The vault is to the southwest, the control panel is to the northeast.
James Brutus is not happy with me. This is evident.
The vault is to the southwest, the control panel is to the northeast.
Just continuing to walk here. What the hell?
Nothing.
I don't know what that is, but I don't like that, so...
The vault is to the southwest, the control panel is to the northeast.
Jeez, it's all the way over here.
The vault is to the southwest, the control panel is to the north.
That looks like the panel room. The control panel should be in the northeast corner.
Remote control electric field generator, 520, set 23.
Okay. We're just gonna walk up here?
Nothing. The control panel, 19.
Excellent work, Moonawar. You are doing very well. But be patient, the machine should shut off soon.
Back again, huh? There's no escape for you this time, my friend.
Holy hell! Moonawar, take cover!
Alright, so...
Remember the laser gun. High ammunition, and new high 50.
I don't know what that is, but I don't...
Mental capacity laser gun. Mental cap remote command bullet reflector shield generator.
I'm waiting for the shield to come out so I can...
Laser gun.
Right.
Buy ammunition. Enter a new buy. 50. 56.
Trying to run again, eh?
Yeah, I think that's a bug.
Metal cup removal. Reflector shield. Generate metal cup laser.
Trying to run again, eh?
Come on. Alright. Now, we are almost done. Alright.
Mental remote control missile 6.
Now let's go back.
Water. Run. Use load save game. Save game. Enter a slot number from saving. Please wait.
Now what we need to do is wait for it to turn off.
Your game has been successfully saved.
Uh-oh! I did not want to blow up that wall, but that's alright.
Water. Two. Be nothing.
Let's just walk over here. It's alright. So we're just gonna wait. It'll be okay. Besides, why should I care if I'm blowing up his base? Who cares? So, now it's just waiting and being patient. So, James Brutus tries to stop you. He failed, which means his machine will be turning off very soon. And then I'll show you something fun. And something kind of interesting. So, we're just going to wait here, and I will keep this in the recording, just so you know exactly how long it takes. And, again, I'm sorry if this is a really long recording, but I hope you guys are having fun, because that's why I do these things. Right. So now we sit here and listen to the machine, and where's my music? Oh, there's no music? Hey, there's no music. What? It's kind of sad, isn't it? There's no music. Huh. Alright. I guess not. So, yeah, the machine takes, I want to say, about 5 minutes to shut down.
Five. Remote controlled missile launcher, 5.
Yeah, about 5 minutes, I'd say. So, patience is a virtue, as they say. So, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, I kind of like the sound of the cloning machine. It's kind of soothing, actually. Just, it's kind of there in the background. But as you will soon see, that goes away and it becomes eerily...
Okay, it's off. But be careful of the camera. Don't get too close. There should be a way to destroy it from a long shot, though.
Okay, now it's just eerily quiet. The only thing you can hear is my voice. That is creepy.
Water. 1 feet.
Now, something interesting. At this stage, I believe the guards stop spawning because it is my belief that the cloning machine continuously spawns guards, but now that it's not, the guard count should go down. But I don't care about that. Let me show you some things. I'm going to save my game.
Use load save game. Enter a slot saving. Please wait.
Okay.
Game has been successfully saved.
Yeah, that is way too quiet. I'm kind of creeped out right now because the cloning machine is just, it's always there, and you can tell that whoosh, whoosh, it's like, oh, that's kind of nice. But now it's gone. All right, so let me show you something. Let's try to, well, let's just do this here.
Munawar! Munawar! Can you hear me? Munawar! 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 Can you hear me? Munawar!
Munawar!
Use the up and down or left and right arrow. Load save. Load game. Enter.
Loading. Please wait. Load successful.
So you can't do that.
Remote controlled missile launcher. East. South.
Alright.
The cloning machine is to the southwest.
Actually, you know what?
West. South. 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Actually, I think I know exactly where it's at. Let's go west. Oh.
Gun.
Oh, no.
Mental laser gun.
Yeah, go away.
Remote controlled missile. South. The cloning machine is to the south.
Yep, it's in the bottom left corner.
West, south. 5, 4, 3.
Of the grid. Yep. Bottom left corner. So now what I'm going to do is, well, here we go.
2-0.
Evacuate the base immediately. The intruder has killed our lord. The bomb blows soon.
Oh no, be careful. That looks like Brutus' experiment.
Now, this is the final part of our mission. And now we are taking out a mouse that is apparently, or we think it's a mouse. It's something. I don't know exactly what it is. It's his ultimate experiment, I guess. By the way, this part of the game is timed. If you don't do it quickly enough, you will get blown up. So let's see if I can do it.
Mental remote kit laser bullet sensor shield generate 524. Mental laser gun. A mouse. Beep. High ammunition, entropy 550. High ammunition, entropy 560. Bullet reflector shield laser gun. Max 1. The wall. Max 1. Bullet reflector shield laser gun. I am emission MP5.
This is not good.
Yeah.
Lunawar! Can you hear me? Full Lunawar! 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 Can you hear me? Lunawar! Lunawar!
Okay.
Use the upload save game.
Let's try something else.
Use the up and down or exit game.
Oh. I can't load the game?
Are you sure you want to exit?
Why can't I load the game?
Taskbar. Debug. Debug. Sharp TH. Treasure.
Loading. Please wait.
Press the use loads. Load game. Play. Enter.
Loading. Please wait.
Sleep
mode. Load successful.
Treasure hunt version.
Okay, let's try something here.
Sword.
There is a bug, which may or may not be fixed, and I guess I'll show it, because I've played the game fairly, I'd say.
One.
Let's buy some ammo for my sword.
Buy ammunition. Enter the amount of ammo you buy. 60 units of ammunition. 61.
Okay, now I've just bought a bunch of ammo for my sword, which is not realistic.
61. Gun.
But that's okay.
Remote-controlled missile launcher. Southwest, south. The cloning machine is to the southwest.
Actually, you know
west,
what?
South.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to blow up the cloning machine.
Gun. Sword. Mental laser gun.
Alright.
Gun. Remote-controlled machine south. Back over 0.
Evacuate the base immediately. The intruder has killed our lord. The bomb blows soon.
Oh no, be careful! That looks like Brutus experiment!
Mental laser gun. Mental remote control reflector shield generator. Gun. Sword.
Buy
ammunition. Enter the amount of ammunition. Buy 100.
There we go. I just had to buy more ammo.
Oh, job well done. Hang in there. We'll be landing a chopper on Brutus' roof. Then we'll send someone inside to pick you up.
It's kind of quiet here. Where's Master? I haven't seen him for hours. I heard some fighting earlier. I guess it was Master who beat up that fool from FBI. That fool sneaking into my lord's experiments. But where's Master? Maybe he is testing his cloning machine. I'll go and check. No, I can't see him anywhere, not his mouse either. Huh? But what is that lying on the ground? Is it Master's experiment, perhaps? I wonder what will happen if I press this button. Aha, it's making soft beeping noises. Interesting, I wonder what it is for. Aha, I guess I know what it is. It might be a...
That was a really dumb thing to do. Oh, well. Well, alright, so,
Sleep mode off. Okay button. Sleep mode off. Sleep mode off. Okay button. End? End dialogue. Congratulations, you win. Okay button. Graphic. Congratulations, you win.
So, once you beat the game...
Okay button focused.
Once you beat the game, you get a dialogue box that says, End. Congratulations, you have won.
End dialogue. Congratulations, you win.
You win. And if I hit the space bar...
Pressed. Debug. Items view list.
That just... It closes. So...
Audacity.
That is Treasure Hunt. You know, I think it's pretty cool. For its time, it was pretty cool. I think this game is, what, like 12 years old by now? No. More than 12 years old. 14 years old, something like that. You know, it's not bad. I bought it when it was $25. I thought it was worth it. I had a heck of a lot of fun. You know, the missile control launcher, or the missile launcher is a lot of fun. So is the mental capacity breacher. That's extremely fun. You know, just walking around with a guard, killing guards, and you can also control James Brutus with it, although last I tried, it was really buggy. But, you know, it's not bad, and now it is completely free, so you can download and play it. So, I hope you guys have enjoyed. Next up will be TDV, 3D Velocity, as people have requested, which, by the way, is the direct sequel to this game, which focuses on Julius Brutus, who is apparently James Brutus's brother. I don't know. Anyway, that is going to do it for me. I hope this hasn't been too long, but if it has, well, I hope you guys have had fun. Again, you can leave comments in the video, and I will get back to them as soon as I can. But you guys take care. Bye.